Hey everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about positive things that are happening in our life, like these little pretzel cluster things that I'm eating right now.
Snappers. Girl Scout Thin Mints.
But the reason Heather and I talk about positive things is because positivity is such a powerful tool. I just spit on the microphone. For us, I've been spitting a lot. How do you stop that? For us both, positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, emotionally, most importantly, spiritually. That's why every Wednesday morning, Heather and I put this podcast out there for you so that you can, just have a short time of positivity in your life, and maybe it'll encourage you to be positive the rest of the day. So we like to start out this podcast every single week with the wins that we've had in the week prior. And so Heather will start us out with, we're going to be honest, we tried to do this podcast 2 hours ago, but we were just not in, I think it was because I'm trying to diet and I was
starving
and Heather was starving. So it was not a good time. So we stepped back and we punted, and now we're back 2 hours from them. So
and it's like 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
I needed a trip to Marshall's.
Alone.
And came back with snacks. I went looking for more bows. And I don't wear black. I have a thing against the color black. And all they had were combinations of pink or black bows. And I'm like, I'm not buying a set of bows just to get the one pink bow.
Well, black is like the color for negativity, I feel like. So,
Or okay. Mourning or something. And I'm just like, I don't wear black ever. I think it washes me out. So I did not buy any bows. Instead, I shall go to Amazon. Yeah. And so I found these cool little, Marshall's has these snacks. They've teamed up with Girl Scouts.
We're doing a...
and they are so good.
We're doing a live review podcast on snacks right now. I'll save these for later, and I'll try them online.
Okay.
On the web. So, what is your wins lately?
What did we do this week?
We got decaf coffee to go with it.
We had breakfast with Santa. That was fun.
On Saturday, we did a breakfast with Santa at the church building, and it was very cool. We had a lot of people from the community show up, too, so that was fun.
And then a birthday party.
Yes.
And then...
whose birthday party? Oh, one of the members here's birthday party.
Yeah. And then Lads to Leaders was fun on Sunday. It's been busy.
You just went to Marshall's by yourself.
That was a win. Oh, okay. I have to tell y'all about this store that has been introduced to me by another minister's wife here. It's called Kivado or Kivado. We don't really know what it's called, but it's a hot mess. It's like Amazon Prime boxes that have been destroyed and the stuff inside of them is still good. And they just have boxes upon boxes everywhere, like all over the entire store. And you just go through all these boxes and find what you want to find. And it's like shoes were $9. Every pair of shoes, $9. They had like a whole bunch of Skechers. Apparently sometimes they get Hokas. They had the little princess dresses that Josie has, but none in her size. They had a lot of Kohl's things.
It's probably like an everyday place that you have to go to.
Yes. Yeah. And
was it packed?
Yes, it was. And I ended up helping this other girl find more princess dresses for her daughter because they didn't have any in Josie's size. But I kept finding them for the size she needed. And so I was just throwing dresses at her like, hey, here you go. I don't know how many you want or need, but they just keep popping up for me. So... but I got Georgia a pair of shoes, some new tennis shoes for $10. Well, that's with tax. $10 with tax. They were $9. And They're originally $60. So that is a win. Oh, and behind the counter, they had all these Lego sets. And I didn't ask how much they were. But they had the Disney Castle Lego set that's like $500. And they're selling it for $317.
Wow.
And I was going to tell Matt that we should go in together as an office. And it could be an office team building experience.
So right now, in my taste testing, it takes me a lot of them to make sure I get the full effect. I am swirling it. I'm swirling the Thin Mint Snappers. It's a cluster of crunchy cookie bites with a cocoa mint truffle center. I'm swirling it around in my decaf coffee right now. And it's awesome.
Mm.
So now my coffee's going to be like a Thin Mint.
Oh. That's a good idea.
Oh, it's so good. And it's decaf coffee. But... okay, anything else? Oh, it's like a chocolate chip.
I don't remember now. I feel like I'm just glued to a sewing machine lately. I did finish my little mousy Sophie Mouse dresses.
How's the updates on your...
oh, dollhouse. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we missed Saturday and Sunday for dollhouse because of our crazy busy lives. But for Monday, we did Christmas trees, and I accidentally snipped the cord on my lights for my pink tree. And I was very upset because I was like, well, that just wasted $3 of lights.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I was very upset about it.
Well, that stinks.
I don't know. I was very sad.
That's so hot. I just drank way too hot a coffee and it just went down the esophagus so hot. Oh, that hurt. Did they actually team up with the Girl Scouts or are they just using their flavors?
No, they teamed up with them. Look, that's their logo.
Oh, well, that's the most simplest logo I've ever seen.
Well, it's Girl Scouts.
Okay, done. That's enough taste testing. I like the Thin Mint ones the best, but I'm also a Thin Mint person.
But they also had like other combos of things, like not just plain Thin Mint.
Ooh, good question to ask. What is your favorite Girl Scout cookie flavor?
They had the tagalongs and trefoils as a combo thing.
Tree what?
Trefoils. Trefoils were the boring...
Are you sure that's the real name?
Yes. Well, they changed it, I think. But they were the boring shortbread cookie. And then tagalongs were the peanut butter chocolate covered cookie.
What's your favorite?
Tagalongs. And I always thought the Samoas were disgusting. Because they were like weird.
Trefoil cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Or shortbreads.
Yeah.
Do you think they're really trefoil or are they trefoil?
I don't know.
I wish I had a pronunciation. Okay, what else do you like? My favorite is the Thin Mint.
Do you like them in the fridge or on the counter?
Freezer.
Freezer, that's right.
I don't mind. I like them on the counter too.
My
Girl Scout s'mores.
Kept them. Those are new.
They have so many. Do-si-dos.
Oh, yeah.
Or peanut butter sandwich is what their old name was. Lemonade mm-hmm. cookies. Lemon ups.
No, I never liked
tagalongs.
Those are the best.
Thin mints are the best. Oh, they have so many new ones. Toffee-tastic would be good.
Oh, that's a new one.
Trefoils.
When is Girl Scout cookie season?
I don't know. Probably you can buy them all year.
I really don't think you can, though.
So, wins for me are, we have, this is a harder one to eat. It's the caramel pretzel cluster.
That one's good.
I'm trying not to gross people out by eating, but So wins for me lately is had a good hunt last Thursday morning. That was fun. We shot 6 ducks, I think. But just really having a lot of fun because I'm going with a group of guys where we're actually talking about spiritual things, which is fun. I always love doing that. I don't like to ever just stop being a minister or an evangelist. And so what better two combinations than duck hunting and evangelism? So, and just talking to people about God and all that sort of stuff. So that was fun. Planning on going again soon. And yeah, we're also going to be getting some guests on here soon that it's going to be really fun.
Oh, I do have a win coming up for this weekend. My best friend is supposed to be coming to visit, so I'm really, really, really excited about that.
But yeah, and we also have other stuff happening this weekend. Lots of crazy stuff, too. And just fun stuff happening. Duck hunting, what else did I do? Breakfast with Santa, that was kind of a joint thing. What happened Friday? I felt like Friday was really busy for some reason. Oh, never mind. Yeah, just lots of really good things happening right now, and it's just awesome. Eating lots of food. We had our office Christmas party yesterday with all the office staff and support staff in the church, so it was really fun. We played Dirty Santa, or White Elephant. Let's say White Elephant. And I won the gift that I got, and I'm excited because I got what I wanted. And I was the only one who didn't get the... I guess I did get the memo, but I was like, that's not fun.
You disregarded.
I didn't do the gift card thing. Everybody else brought gift cards, and I brought. What did I bring? I brought 2 Lego sets and a Disney puzzle because I knew each girl could have a puzzle set, or each girl could have a Lego set, and Heather could have the puzzle. So I won it back.
So Christmas Day, we're going to do a puzzle.
This is not a one-day puzzle. This is a 1,000-piece puzzle.
Oh.
Super cool, though. I'll show you. It's in my office.
Okay.
Josie walked into my office this morning and goes, "What's that?" And I was like, "Nothing. Let's go."
Oh, I got her teacher the cutest present today at Marshall's. It just screamed Miss Kaylee when I saw it. I was like, yes. Just yes. That's perfect. Hopefully she doesn't already have it.
And then another thing. I finished my book today, A Present Darkness, which it was a really long book for Matt. That may be one of the longest books I've ever read. It was 380 pages, and I finished it, and it was awesome.
Yeah. I started a new book for our book club called Dangerous Prayers by Craig Groeschel. So far, it's okay.
So,
it's got some pretty funny stuff in it.
Yeah. And that's, okay, so Heather and I were talking about that earlier. Those people who write, like, hundreds of books, they really write the same thing, and they just repackage it.
Yeah.
There may be a hot button issue, but I'm just going to say that is a...
I have a hot button large
opinion
thing.
Of mine. Like, you see, like, Lisa Turkhurst put out 400 books every year. I'm pretty sure she's writing the same thing. She's just rebundling it into making a few different applications or just bringing up a few different illustrations or stories or things like that in her life and putting that into a book.
Question. Does anybody change their Christmas tree decor, like the way you do decorate your tree every year or every other year, or keep it the same for like your whole life? Because I have changed it probably every year.
I know, it's so sad.
I can't figure out what I like. What happened
to the days of when people had the same ornaments that they put up there every single year?
I don't know. My mom did that.
I feel like my sister and them changed their... It's all, but there is also like, we want to be on like the front cover of like Southern Macy's. Living. Yeah.
I am.
It is a fancy not. Tree.
Our tree went from normal, like traditional tree, to let's throw some tinsel on it. Then Matt goes, that looks tacky. And, well, I mean, the girls did the tinsel.
It looked like 80s Christmas tree.
But I love tinsel. I love tinsel. And if it were up to me, I would take all the ornaments off the tree. Just get rid of ornaments and only do tinsel and bows.
Yeah.
Like the little velvet bows. Tinsel and velvet bows, and that be all. And then I had a string of lights go out on my tree, and I was very sad. So I had to restring a whole nother string of lights.
Huh.
I was very sad.
Yeah.
And so, yes. Oh, and then Georgia learned how to do these paper snowflakes.
Yeah.
So now she is, not only do we have ornaments, tons of tinsel. Now we have giant paper snowflakes stuck to the tree.
Huh.
So it just keeps getting more and more.
But they're cool. I like them because I made most of them.
But I don't know. Just wondering, who redecorates their tree every year? Do you change it up every year?
I feel like TikTok is now controlling people on what their tree looks like. Or Pinterest.
I don't do TikTok. I do Pinterest. I love Pinterest.
So we are, I'm so glad we're not doing this tonight. That's awesome. I need one more of these Thin Mint ones. They're delicious.
Okay, I have some questions for us.
We're also leaving the podcast stuff set up forever.
We are?
Yeah, I'm not moving it out of here.
Oh, okay.
Unless somebody comes and works in here. They can move it aside.
Okay. I have some, I guess these, would these, be, I guess they'd be considered jokes. I really don't know. Georgia would probably rather hold on to these. What do you call a happy cowboy?
A cowgirl?
A happy cowboy?
What?
A Jolly Rancher.
Oh, that's funny.
Why shouldn't you trust trees?
Because they will fail you.
What?
They will fail you.
Because they're shady.
Oh.
How do you fix a broken tomato?
Throw it away.
With tomato paste.
That's good.
What kind of music scares balloons?
I'm gonna get it. Heavy metal?
Pop bullet. Pop music.
Get out of here. None's better.
Why did the orange stop halfway across the road?
I don't know.
It ran out of juice. Why did the Oreo go to the dentist?
I don't know.
Funny. It lost its filling.
Looks like Josie taking her Oreos and twisting them and like licking the inside and then just putting the cookie down.
Yes. Well, she, the other day when I got Oreos, she was like, Mommy, let me teach you.
Those are way better than Thin Mint cookies.
She goes, let me teach you. And she opens the Oreo. She licks out all of the icing, and I said, wait, what about the cookie? She goes, you just put it somewhere. And I was like, no. So she just left it on the couch. And okay, so I got more. Okay, how do you get an astronaut's baby to stop crying?
You make him count the stars?
You rock it.
Get out of here.
What do dogs and phones have in common?
Dogs and phones? They're both watching you.
They both have caller ID. Okay, last one. Why don't they play poker in the jungle?
I don't know.
Too many cheetahs.
I'm not smart enough to, I don't think, my mind doesn't work that way. There's people that can get those, but my mind just does not work in that fashion. Got to make sure we're still recording. There was something I was going to tell you about, or inform you about. Oh, I did a video today on Christian Christmas gift giving guide, and I thought it'd be fun to do a three things husband and wife gift giving guide. What should you buy a husband, and what I would buy a wife? Ready, set, go.
Like three as things. A Christian.
Well, duh.
Or just, I mean, like.
Why would you buy anything different?
Well, I mean, like.
That we can do it that way. Yeah. Like, what are some cool spiritual, we're going to name three. Three spiritual gifts that you can give your husband.
A new Bible.
What kind of Bible?
One that's got fancy leather.
Yeah. Well, I would also.
Or rebound their Bible. Yes,
that would be cool.
Or.
That'd be cool to contact like a rebinding company, like, because I was thinking about this today when I did my video, like, well, not everybody wants to get rid of their Bible, but maybe your husband has a blue hardback Bible in his office. And
I feel like this is very hintful.
No, I would like to get that.
Because you have a blue hardback Bible, no, just so happens.
But that is a new Bible office. Or a rebind for his Bible would be cool. There's some really cool companies out there that do rebinding. With some really rustic leather. It cost a fortune. It cost like $250.
Two more things. Logos Bible software.
I said that in my video.
Oh.
That's a good one.
I shared your video. I did not watch all of it.
You could watch your videos. That would be a good Christmas gift giving.
I was busy today. Okay. Doing school with Georgia. Next thing.
So Logos has a subscription. Okay.
And then their favorite candy snacks.
Yeah.
Duck blind snacks. So.
All right. Non-spiritual gifts that you can give your husband.
Tools.
For duck call making. Mm-hmm. Miter saw.
Is this hints?
Nope.
Boots.
No.
Guns.
Oh my. Guys are very expensive.
You are.
Duluth trading underwear.
Yes. That's those it. Are equally expensive.
Yeah.
And then Duluth everything.
Oh, it's the best.
Okay, what would you get
women? We went on a hiatus. It's not even a real hiatus, but we went on a shopping spree for me to find new pants.
I don't even remember where we went now.
We went everywhere. And I wanted some like golf type pants, but I am a larger person.
I feel like we just went to Academy.
And we went to Dillard's.
Oh, we did go to Dillard's.
I tried on a bunch of pants, and Duluth had a new pair of like athletic type pants. And they're just none of them work. So just riding with my old Duluths. I like Duluth pants. They're the best.
Yep.
Three gifts, spiritual gifts for a wife. New set of pens and markers and
yes.
Color pencils.
Office supplies is every woman's favorite.
You can even throw in a set of tabbies for her Bible if she's into that. Maybe not. That was something I mentioned today was you could buy tabs for your significant loved one. So, number one, I would buy a collection of pens. I wouldn't go Micron pen just because of the overpricedness of it. I have a set of pens and or markers in my that are pretty cool.
I would get the
whatever they're called.
Pen or whatever.
Yeah,
they that's come the ones in a I cute have. Plastic case at Walmart.
And then color pencils, erasable color pencils are the best ones probably.
Yes.
Don't do the twisty ones. Those get annoying after
they're
a while.
Very annoying.
Maybe a new Bible cover or a new Bible bag, Bible class bag. Heather makes her own, so I don't have to buy those anymore. But Or you could message Heather and say, can you make me a Bible class bag? And she will. Good luck. So I would get her a Bible class bag. That way she can tote all of her stuff. I was going to say junk, but it's not junk because it's a Bible class bag. When you go to the beach, it's a junk bag.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the church services, it's a stuff bag. So
your kid's snack bag.
Yeah. So she has a lot of stuff in her bag. That would be helpful. Then, oh, I got to get Josie soon. I would get her a journal, whether it be a prayer journal or a planner. Heather, I need to buy her a church planner just so she can keep up with what's going on.
This is the first year I have not had a paper planner.
Yeah.
Since we've started school back, and I think that is messing me up.
Yeah. So those are the three things I would do. Because she already got me Logos Bible software, so I would just share it with her, which is what we do anyways.
Yeah.
She just signs into my account. But, yeah, those are three things. Now, three regular gifts outside of the spiritual gifts, I'd get my wife Coco and Eve Tanner, self-tanner.
Good job. Yes, always. Bronzed all year
candy.
Long.
Candy.
No.
Yes. Candy all year long.
No.
4 bottles of creamer.
No. you were doing so good.
Socks.
No.
No, I'm not buying her socks. Does anybody else's wife come in the house and immediately take their socks off in the middle of the kitchen and just put them on the floor? Mine does. But yes, she would probably want stuff
eyelashes.
Like that. Yeah, I was going to say eyelashes, but
hair bows.
Yeah.
Tanning. Makeup.
Yeah. I'm not buying your makeup. You buy your own makeup. But yeah.
Bobble Bar, Mickey and Minnie and Daisy, everything.
Oh, you could go to Buff City Soap and get their narcissist flavored laundry balls.
Yes.
And their laundry detergent.
It's really so good. Funny that they named it that, but it is really their best smell.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good. You can always, we're going to put that post on our Facebook page. What are the best gifts to buy your spouse?
Oh, next question. Who is in charge of stockings? Do you feel
Santa?
Do you feel your Santa husband's?
Santa is.
But do you feel your husband's stocking? Or
yes. No.
Do
yes.
Do you feel every, or like, and does your husband feel your stocking?
Yeah.
Or do you just feel everybody's and yours is empty? I saw that once on a reel.
That's
like,
so
Mom,
sad.
Why is your stocking empty? And she's like, I don't know.
Those people need marriage counseling.
And I was so sad watching that reel. It was like literally the most depressing reel.
I have a problem. I procrastinate and go like 2 or 3 days before Christmas and I'll run to Walmart and just, because Heather's pretty easy to shop for. I'll run to Walmart and just shove a bunch of stuff in her bag. And she's like, oh, these are awesome.
You do a really good job at that. And you also, we live near like an Ulta now.
Yeah, you're in trouble
and
now.
They have like gifts.
They sell Coco and Eve.
And they sell Coco and
Eve.
Oh,
I was thinking about ordering that stuff soon.
You don't even have to order it. You can go to Ulta
Sick.
And get eyelashes, Coco and Eve, hair bows probably. Do not take the girls. That was a nightmare.
No, if Nick Bowder is listening, me and him are going to go on a guy shopping date for
Good
our wives.
Good idea.
I heard his way of shopping. It sounded pretty easy, but we would not do that. It involved Amazon. I'm not a huge Amazon person. Their brands are not like regular brands.
Yeah, unless
so it freaks
you
me out.
Order the brand.
Yeah. Or just buy him shirts for Disney.
And jewelry for Disney and charm.
So
necklaces
curious
for Disney.
When I'm going to be getting stuff that I went and got today. That'd be awesome if they come soon. But yeah, so That is this. This is episode 43, 44. Episode 40, I'm going to tell you in T minus 5 seconds. I don't know. I share a lot of stuff on my page. When was the last time I had a Wednesday podcast share? Right there. Hold on. Hold on, people. This is episode 43. Cool. So 43 consecutive weeks. Lord willing, it will be aired in just 8 hours from now, 9 hours from now. So, all right. That'll be this week's episode. Thank you for listening. We hope you have an awesome week and you are encouraged and you're positive with people in your life and you go to Marshall's and buy these cool Snappers Girl Scout cookies. So, yeah, have a great day. Bye.
Bye.